She wanted to test her husband. She knew exactly what to do. A pseudonym to fool him. She couldn't have made a worse move. She sent him scented letters, and he received them with a strange delight. Just like his wife, but how she was before the tears. And how she was before the years flew by. And how she was when she was beautiful. She signed the letter on. Babushka, 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 yeah, yeah. On us. Babushka, 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 yeah, yeah. Feeling they had met before. Uncanny how she reminds him of his little lady. Capacity to give him all he needs. Just like his wife before she frees down him. Just like his wife when she was
the sister and the son, and only we sleep for the guns are famous. tumbling, tumbling on the seas, far away from dry land and its bitter memories, casting out my sweet light with abandonment and love.
Woo-hoo! Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
To tell us all her life story. are tumbling down, tumbling down.
Christmas lightning clutch the light, the hollow bright. Above my brother I'm entangled spines. We smoked the screen to make you what it was to be.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake?
No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development?
Nuh-uh.
You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The milk is out. I've barely been to college and I've been doubtful of all that I've dreamed of. The brink of my existence essentially is a comedy, the gap in my teeth and all that I can cling to. The milk is out.
Shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala.
Sour with olives on my thumbs, and all that I've stuck to and all that I've clung to. I've fought like a dog. This world that I've trusted has been over and busted and rested by an arbitrary sonogram.
Shalala, boom, boom, shalala, boom, shalala, boom, boom, shalala.
go outside. Well, nothing's gonna happen. She'll never write a number on a crumpled up napkin. She'll never be your ego. She'll never be your bandit. She'll never get to eat you like your heart's a pomegranate. I'm throwing out the milk. The olives got old. I'm tired of my mind getting heavy with mold. I need to start a garden. 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 Gonna start a garden in my backyard. I'm gonna start a garden in my backyard. 'Cause making this song up is just as hard. 'Cause making this song up is just as hard.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Why, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
You're psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
Well, what does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Granny Gazoo, let's have it, you. Now when I count three.
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and the Indians
and what frontier psychiatrist?
My felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world, the world of 20,000 girls
and milkman rectangles.
You're an optometrist,
a man with a golden eyeball
and tight new buttocks.
Pour juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend I could play
the violin.
A bird?
Yeah.
birds are funny when they talk. Can you think of anything else?
Thank you. This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
I took the Polaroid down in my room. I'm pretty sure you have a new girlfriend. It's not as if I don't like you. It just makes me sad whenever I see it, 'cause I like to be gone most of the time, and you like to be home most of the time. If I stay in one place, I lose my mind. I'm a pretty impossible lady to be with. Joey never met a bike that he didn't want to ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended. I had a dream that I had to drive to Madison to deliver a painting. For some silly reason, I took a wrong turn and ended up in Michigan. Paul Baraboo took me to the giant tire swing, gave me a push, and he started singing. I sang along while I was swinging. The sound of our voices made us forget everything that had ever hurt our feelings. Joey never met a bike that he didn't want to ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended. Now I'm home for less than 24 hours. That's hardly time to take a shower, hug my family, and take your picture off the wall. Check my email, write a song, and make a few phone calls before it's time to leave again. I've got one hand on the steering wheel, one waving out the window. If I'm a spinster for the rest of my life, my yarns will keep me warm on cold and lonely nights. Joey never met a bike that he didn't want to ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended.
City girl sitting on a sidewalk step. Radio play songs she'd rather make herself. Wishing she was just a little freer. Who was it that taught you not to hear her? She said, I'm just a three-leaf clover, almost lucky enough. Just an arm's length from something I could almost touch. Look around, everyone seems bolder, and I'm a three-leaf clover. Get so tired, little dream. Just a three-leaf clover, almost lucky enough. Girl, you're always
It will start again.